frustrating to me. That thing tripped again. But it's for my protection. And so when it detects a fault, it pop. And you have to go reset that thing to protect yourself. It keeps you from going too far. Hallelujah. Many lives have been saved with ground fault protectors. And many Christians could be saved if they had a ground fault protector. If they said, this is far enough. Because what happens when you carry things too far, you go to the next thing called guilt. Some of you this morning, under the sound of my voice, are living with guilt. 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 He said to be guiltless and blameless. Murmurings and disputings always brings guilt. Guilt is when you carried it too far. It's a fault. I understand. But you carried it too far. And when you carry things too far, then many times you can't correct what you took so far, and now you feel guilty about carrying it too far. And guilt carries you from then on. Right. And you feel guilty about it. Many times guilt will go to you to your grave and say, if I just would have, I shouldn't have. And I'm here to tell you that it's murmuring and complainings that leads to guilt. This is what the book is telling us. And he said, we need to live guiltless. So Paul tells us that we should live a life that is faultless, it is harmless, it is blameless, and it is guiltless because we're not involved with murmuring and disputings. Hallelujah. And when we look at the life of Christ, he was all four of those. He was that dove being harmless, guiltless, faultless, and blameless. Amen. And he wants to present us the same way. But murmuring and disputing will always lead to being guilty of these things. And so none of us are perfect, and I realize that, and we've all been guilty of these four things in our lives. But if we could just learn to silence the little murmur that you know you have in your heart, then it will never, ever, ever, ever lead to disputing. Do you understand this morning? If you silence the murmur, I promise you it will never lead to disputing. But when you let murmuring build up and build up and build up, before long, I had enough. For it is God, the scripture says, that works in you to will and to do his good pleasure. And if you're going to give your life to Christ, then you better give it to Christ. When we look at the life of Joseph, I can tell you he was blameless, guiltless, faultless, and harmless. He was a type of Christ in the Old Testament. Not only did he go to the pit, he was sold into slavery for 20 pieces of silver like our Lord was sold for 30. And yet when you look at the life of Joseph in the pit, did you read where he complained? Did you read where he murmured? No. What you read in the end, he said, I'm faultless, I'm guiltless, I'm blameless and harmless before all of you. You meant it for evil. But God was doing his good pleasure. God meant it for good. And when you keep that in your heart, I don't understand it, I don't know why I'm going through this, but I gave my life to Christ. And if I give my life to Christ, then it's no longer my life. We're going to dedicate Ariel this morning, and Daddy and Mom better be ready to give that baby to Christ. God was working his good pleasure in the children of Israel, bringing them to a land. It's not that God wants you to suffer, but we all have a wilderness. I'm telling you, many times you don't appreciate things until you hadn't had it. And then when you've had it, you go home. Electricity's off. I'll call them up and say, well, Lord, have mercy. There was a day that you didn't have anybody to call to say my electricity is off. Everything, he said, needs to be done without murmuring. Okay, the electricity's off. Electricity's off. Okay, let's call and tell them the electricity's off. Let's notify. Can I teach you to be a better Christian? Just tell them the electricity's off. That's... He's working his good pleasure. God's good pleasure is not to see you suffer, but bring you to the place of fulfillment, the promised land, bring you to the promises of God. But they didn't ever make it because they... And murmuring led to disputing. And disputing leads to disobedience. And disobedience doesn't work with God. Hallelujah. To will and to do his good pleasure. Amen. I love you this morning. Hallelujah. Take a little break and you're going to get some more of me in a little bit. God bless you. Oh, y'all cut that out. Thank you.